On this Christmas Eve, we look ahead to a storm that will be a bit more fitting for springtime than winter. A rapidly developing and deepening area of low pressure will track from the Tennessee Valley north to the Great Lakes, eventually up into Canada, keeping us on the mild side of the storm. So we are looking at windy, warm, and wet conditions tonight into early tomorrow. The heaviest rain will fall between now and about 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we have flood watches up for much of our area. The combination of locally heavy rain and snow melt could result in some localized flooding, so that's something to keep in mind tonight. And even into the day tomorrow, after the rain has ended, there might still be some rises on local rivers and streams due to that snow melt continuing with warm temperatures into the day tomorrow. On top of that, we have wind. A wind advisory is up for a good chunk of our area, basically along and west of the Hudson River, as we will see gusty winds develop out of the south tonight. At times, those winds will gust up over 30 miles per hour. And then on the backside of the storm tomorrow, we have the potential for wind gusts out of the west and southwest to reach over 40 miles per hour. So it looks to be a bit messy out there over the next 12 to about 18 hours. Again, the window of heaviest rain is between now and about 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, but we will continue with gusty winds through the day tomorrow. The good news about tomorrow is that any rain will end early. We'll have some sunshine come out tomorrow afternoon, especially from the capital region on south and east. We could still see a few lingering rain or snow showers across the higher elevations of the north country into tomorrow afternoon. And then by Friday, it turns less windy. It's still relatively mild for this time of year. Temperatures in many spots will reach up into the 40s Friday afternoon, and we will have similar temperatures again on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, rain heavy at times, possible thunder, windy and mild, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, some afternoon sunny breaks developing, with a chance of some rain or snow showers, mainly in the mountains. Windy and mild, with a morning high around 50 and falling temperatures during the afternoon. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Rain heavy at times tonight, possibly a thunderstorm. Windy and mild, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early. Then some sunny breaks will develop with a chance of a rain or snow shower. Windy and mild, a morning high around 50, with falling temperatures during the afternoon. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, rain heavy at times tonight, possible thunder, windy and mild, low around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, then sunny breaks will develop, windy and warm, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, rain heavy at times tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, windy and mild, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain early, then sunny breaks will develop, windy and warm, high around 50. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, high 38 to 46, and partly sunny on Saturday with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.